In Egypt, the longtime ruler is long gone, but the remnants of Hosni Mubarak's regimes are still there. Today, the country's prime minister resigned. Ahmed Shafik was considered close to Mubarak, so his departure is seen as another victory for pro-democracy forces. Yet, as the world's Matthew Bell reports from Cairo, there's a sense that the Egyptian revolution is very much unfinished.
One place where they're celebrating the departure of Ahmed Shafik from government is at the Egyptian Democratic Institute. A workshop on how to create new political parties is finishing up. No one here looks to be over the age of 30, and people are eager to talk about today's news. Political activist Karim Jidda says everyone here is happy to see the prime minister go. If he hadn't resigned, Jidda says, tomorrow's demonstrations after Friday prayers in downtown Cairo would have been angry and possibly messy. Protest leaders today scaled back their plans for tomorrow's demonstrations. They say the day will be one of celebration in Tahrir Square rather than confrontation. The ouster of the prime minister is great news, says 27-year-old Hayat Gergez. She's been out protesting every day since the revolution began on January 25th. But stopping now, she says, is unthinkable.
You cannot tell women in labor enough. You're making too much noise. We need to go home. We deserve our country back. It's our country, and we're getting it back.
Gergez says most of the demonstrators' demands have not been met. They want genuine democracy. They want Mubarak to be prosecuted. They want every one of his old associates thrown out of government and brought to justice. The Egyptian military, Gergez says, is moving too slowly, and that's only playing into the hands of the former regime.
They're giving them the time to ruin papers, to ruin documents, to transfer their money. The army have been used by the regime to scare us because they thought if the army goes in the street, people will get scared because of the martial laws and we'll have to go home. But what they don't get is, like, we're not scared anymore.
Gergez says anti-government activists continue to be detained, attacked, and threatened. But we're serious, she says, and the soldiers in the square know it. Egypt's new tourism minister is Munir Abdel Nour. He says what's needed now is patience.
If you look at any revolution, be it the French Revolution back in 1789, the Soviet Revolution in 1917, or be it even the Egyptian Revolution back in July 52, I mean, the cut is never sudden. There's always a transition period. You cannot change completely, immediately. It is impossible.
Members of the public also worry about the negative impact of continued demonstrations. 23-year-old activist Mahmoud Abdelhatta says he was out in the streets protesting right up until the day Mubarak resigned, and he hasn't been back since. Abdelhatta says people should think about how the protests and labor strikes are harming Egypt's economy. And it's not just the economy, says physician Raouf Roshdi. It's about building a whole new nation. Roshdi is thrilled that Mubarak is gone, but he says Egyptians should have realistic expectations about their country's political future.
It's not enough to remove the head of the system. As a doctor, I see the nation like a human body. If you just remove the tumor, you still have metastases everywhere. It reaches the bone, it reaches the surrounding organs, it reaches the lung. So, it will take time.
Time is something Abu Layla Mahdi knows about. He is the chairman of the Al-Wasat party, which finally got permission to operate last month after 15 years of waiting. He says the new prime minister, Essam Sharaf, is a good choice.
He is independent and he is fair. He is actual technocrat, not politician. So we need technocrat to make this transit period. We need neutral man, not one came by regime Mubarak like Ahmed Shafik.
By sacking Shafik as prime minister, the Egyptian military appears to be trying to show some goodwill toward anti-government demonstrators. The new prime minister has been critical of Mubarak in the past. He's even joined recent demonstrations in Tahrir Square. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.
You can find Matthew Bell's blog post from Egypt and all our coverage of the country's revolution at theworld.org/Egypt.